Senate Bill 199, an act to revise municipal authority to license, tax, and regulate certain transit merchants.
Senate Bill 199 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleveland.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the body. This bill is brought to you by the an area that's heavy into tourism, and it is to clarify a statute that was created by the state to bring local control for transit merchants, which we will be referring to as vendors. The bill was brought in response to an activity in western South Dakota that involved a large number of merchants with wares designated for a tourist population. In this case, they were motorcycle enthusiasts. This event has grown to gigantic proportions, and the municipality and county governments have had unusual situations with which to deal. The vendor licensing procedure was a good one for this event. In this particular bill, we will dealing with the procedure of the municipality, and I want to repeat that it is enabling legislation. It's been on the books for a long time, and it's one that can be used, but is not at all events. It doesn't have to be. It's enabling. City ordinances are developed and followed, which are extensive in the case that I'm going to tell you about. A problem of this enabling legislation is that it exempts manufacturing or production of a person's product, there is no definition of manufacturing in regards to this type of licensing in state law. Rather than to set up a lengthy set of statutes to deal with every type of situation that could occur, and I'm going to tell you about some of the instances that these people have had to deal with, we felt we could simplify this by allowing the municipality to make the determination on the validity of manufacturing or production. And we also set a high limit of merchants' license in order to protect the craft fairs and related events. And we arbitrarily set a figure that would encompass a large event. I'd like to tell you about what happens in my hometown of Sturgis, which hosts this large tourism event. And there are going to be some others who will be telling you about some of the things that happen in their own towns. The city of Sturgis assesses transit merchants a fee during the rally to help defray the costs incurred with hosting this large tourism event in South Dakota. The city estimates their expenses at about $1 million, and they budget accordingly. The city's transit merchant license generates the most revenue. In 2000, that fee was $375 per location. In addition, all vendors are also assessed a special sanitation fee, which was $125 for a grand total of $500 per vendor. Although everyone must pay the sanitation fee, about 10% of the vendors get by paying only the sanitation fee. They cite the case that they are manufacturers and are here only for display purposes, not retail sales, and thus are exempted due to state law. And as you can see, that at only this $375 that they lose per vendor can really add up for the cost to the city. Well, because there is no real definition for manufacturer in state law, according to their attorneys, it is always up to some discretion. This costs the city a great deal of time and legal fees to determine if indeed the vendor is a manufacturer, and that's really, in some cases, just a guesstimate. And this also is a fairness issue. Now, here are some of the examples of the things they have to try to deal with. We have a web lady, and she maintains that she's a manufacturer. What she does, she cuts holes in a spandex suit. And then we have all kinds of lemonade stands, and they squeeze the lemonades for their drinks, so they claim to be producers or manufacturers. Or, you know, the hot dog, is it a product before or after they put the wiener in the bun? And a t-shirt manufacturer, before or after the logo or design is imprinted. So you can see where this goes, and there's many, many different kinds. Does everything one sells have to be manufactured or only part of it? And does a manufacturer have to use all or some raw materials? And if they take and assemble different pipes that are brought from other manufacturers, did they make anything? Do they have to have the name manufacturer in their name? Does that make them one, or could they be an importer instead, or a distributor? And if you bottle something or reprocess something, well, it is an administrative nightmare, and it causes problems every year. And that, some other cases in point, and I think some others will tell you about some of the other things that are happening as far as this event is concerned. Here's a little side tidbit, too, that I can tell you. This has been very important to the city in order to cover their costs. Just the magnitude of garbage alone that they take in each day which is just a portion of the special sanitation cost. New Year's Eve celebration in Grand Central Station 2000, the Millennium Party, generated 32 tons of garbage for New York City. In Sturgis, they generate 50 tons of garbage an average for the 14 days in a row. So this little town with a population of nearly 6,000 has a workforce to take care of the needs of the town that size, a police force, fire protection, sanitation, streets, but during this event they grow to about 600,000 people and probably more. And they do a heck of a job expanding to take care of the needs of that population. So I believe that this is a very good bill. It's on the books. All we're doing is trying to clarify that this the manufacturing can be determined by the municipality. And I think Senator Vitter has an amendment that I consider a friendly amendment.
Motion.
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
I have a motion that Dash 99TB.
Senator Vitter moves that Senate Bill 199 be amended as follows.
Yeah, I waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on that motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, we agree totally with Senator Cleveland and what she's trying to do and the problems that it presents. This amendment just reinforces the municipalities and their judgment of who would be licensed and who wouldn't be licensed. And I think it takes it into a stronger perceptive of what the bill and it encourages the bill. And we offer it as a friendly amendment.
Discussion on the Vitter motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Cleveland.
Yes, the amendment, it was rewritten so that we took the population number out. And as it is enabling, I think that they still would have the determination of the protecting the crafters, which is our main consideration. In the testimony in the committee, there were several questions about some events that were probably close to the number or just right at that number, and we wanted to be able to let them take part in this taxation issue as well. Thank you. And if there are questions, I'd be glad to try to attempt to answer some.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Senator Vitter motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 199 as amended. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, I would hope that you would go on now and pass the bill as you see it. Actually, it's almost a rewrite, except for the enacting clause. But I think the industry that we're also supportive of and the motorcycle industry is very happy to see things like this come forward, and because it does help our community. Well, with regards to the garbage numbers that Senator Cleveland talked about, just a kind of a tongue-in-cheek situation, I need to remind you that those celebrations in New York in which they gathered up all that garbage was mostly paper products and confetti and things like that, whereas in Sturgis, occasionally a non-American motorcycle is left on the side of the street and the garbage man just grabs it and throws it into that pile. So maybe that's why there's a little bit more weight involved in it. But all kidding aside, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to do and is to work with our own people within our state boundaries to, if you will, shield them from those folks who come in from all over the world and to come in here and to really try to bypass our system. And I hope that you'll support this bill, and it will go a long way to helping our local folks keep their manufacturing process whole. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to ask Senator Cleveland a question, please.
State your question.
Senator Cleveland, I borrowed Senator Vitter's dictionary. Looked up spandex, couldn't find it. Could you give us some type of a visual to help me?
Right. You're all
Senator Cleveland.
Thank you for the question, Senator Olson. You all know what a wetsuit is, don't you? Well, spandex is kind of like that, but it's nylon.
Further remarks, Senator Olson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I think I'm going to go to Sturgis next year.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 199 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Lapa.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen. Hangy.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hotmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 199 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. I'd like